And our next guest, part of it, the Minister of Tourism, Parks, and Recreation, Richard Starkey, joins us now. Richard, welcome to the show. How are you doing?
Thanks, Jason. I'm great.
Now, I know we were joking about all the things we can call you, honorable, doctor. Does anybody call you Dick? Or, does that work too? Or what's happening?
Only a small circle of friends.
Yeah, honest question, because I can't remember last time I had a Richard on the show. Do you even know where they came up with that connection? Because I'm guessing most Richards are like, I don't really like that.
I don't know where they came up with the connection, but I will tell you that I knew a lot of Richards when I was very young, back in the 60s, and they all got called either Dick or Ricky.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah.
Different. See, I was just called Jay or Gregor. I didn't like either one.
There you go.
There you go. Now, you, are a big part of it. Let's talk about Crashed Ice, first of all, because
sure.
I am pumped about this event. I've watched it on TV a lot. It's just pandemonium on ice. And in a winter city, this sport seems to, or this event will seem to fit in perfectly. What are the exact dates of when it's coming?
Well, the exact dates are to be worked out by the Red Bull people, but it will be in March of 2015. And,
okay.
And I share your enthusiasm, Jason. This is, this is a great event. And, lots of enthusiasm. They could probably play that song you were just playing at Crashed Ice.
Oh, for sure
they
could.
That would fit in perfect. And, it's a sport that has grown from nothing. 15 years ago, this sport was unknown. And in 2001 was the first ever Crashed Ice. And in a span of 14 years, this thing has grown to, a huge international event with a huge worldwide TV audience. And that's all going to be happening in Edmonton. We're going to be able to profile Edmonton and Alberta to the world through this event. I'm very excited about it and really pleased with the partnership that has come together to help host it.
So how many races, how many days is the event going to be?
Well, as I understand it, it goes over three races.
Okay.
And on the first 2 days, it's sort of an elimination. And I got all this off the website, and I stand to be corrected, but they start basically with about 100 racers on each of the first day, which is a qualification, okay? And then they whittle it down, and then the third day of racing, the finals, it's 64 racers in the final. And, of course, there's a men's and a women's event. So, I don't know if this is, done two times over. But on the final day, it's 64 skaters, and it's a simple knockout format. Top two skaters go through, bottom two get dropped off, and they race and race and race and race until you're finally left with four skaters in the grand final. And first one down to the hill, to the bottom, they win.
Now, how many? I know I was reading anywhere between 80 to 100,000 people will watch this event. It'll obviously be broadcast on television across the world because all the competitors come from everywhere. Finland, a lot of the Nordic countries, of course, North America. Any idea how many actual competitors take part?
In terms of how many Crashed Ice people there are, I don't know how many. I think it's the kind of thing that people see and they say, oh, that looks really cool. I'd love to try that even just once because that may be all you'll survive. But, even the two Hamlin brothers, Charles and François Hamlin, the two speed skaters for Canada, the short trackers, most people think the short trackers are kind of crazy. They tried the course in Quebec City. They actually did an exhibition race against each other. So I don't know how many, overall skaters there are worldwide. But there is, as you say, a circuit involving, a number of racers that go to each and every one of the stops. The world champion currently, I think, is a fellow from Austria. But they've had a three- or four-time world champion from Finland. Kyle Kroxels, the Canadian fellow who's been world champion a few times. And, it is a great spectator event. The people that attend, it's free admission. You don't have to pay to watch. So you can watch the event, set up a spot somewhere along the course. And I'm going to be very curious to see what they're going to develop in terms of the course as it courses from the area of the top of the Shaw Conference Center down, over Grierson Hill and then into the Louise McKinney Park. At least that is what we are told is going to be the sort of the parameters that they're using for setting up the course. And I can just imagine what that's going to look like.
Okay. Richard Starkey joins us. course, he is the Minister of Tourism for Alberta. Richard, so will there be some road closures then, I'm guessing, for that weekend?
I would guess that there would have to be, you know, some then. That's all, of course, done through the local organizing committee that will work with local officials to, you know, to make sure that, you know, obviously everything has to be safe and all the rest of it. So, you know, quite possibly some road closures will be involved, but I couldn't, you know, comment on the exact details.
So now, Richard, is this a bid process? You talked to the Red Bull Crashed Ice people. Did you just convince them to come to Edmonton, and is it something that will become an annual event?
Well, there was a bid committee, and the bid committee obviously was very successful. They went to the Red Bull folks and they said, you know, look, we think that we have a tremendous potential for having Edmonton as a Western Canadian city to host this event. Of course, it's been in Quebec City for many years. Mm-hmm. And depending on how successful the 2015 event is, the hope is, and there's no guarantees of this, but the hope is that we'll be able to go to a situation where we alternate between Quebec City and Edmonton in alternate years.
Richard Starkey joins us. Richard, the other big news is that we've got a bid in for the 2022 Commonwealth Games. Of course, we had it here in Edmonton back in 1978. It got us Commonwealth Stadium, which is a great facility. In part of the bid process, would Edmonton need any new facilities? If so, which ones?
Well, the way the bid process works is that the host city gets to identify the seven core sports that that are going to be part of the overall games program. And okay. So we, you know, as a host city, if Edmonton is chosen, is selected over Durban, South Africa, the host committee would then make the decision with regards to what facilities would be required and would be built. I mean, you're quite right. Commonwealth Stadium as a legacy facility from the 1978 games is an incredible facility and one that has allowed us to go on and host events like Universiade and the World Track and Field Championships, and, you know, this summer the FIFA Under-20 Women's World Cup, and next summer Commonwealth Stadium hosts 9 games for the FIFA Women's World Cup. So it's an incredible legacy to have that facility there, and, you know, very proud of that.
Is a 10,000-seat facility part of the bid? Is that something that you would you need a facility that size? And there's been so much talk for years that Edmonton needs an outdoor facility of that size, for because Commonwealth's just too big sometimes for 10,000.
Well, and you know, once again, that would all be part of the organizing committee's process to determine what are the needs, you know, both for the games but also going forward, you know, after the games, in terms of a right size sort of facility for some of the different events that do happen in Edmonton that we need facilities for.
Okay. So what's the next step in the bid process? When do you find out if you move on?
Well, the actual selection is going to be done, as I understand it, next year in March of 2015. So that'll be a busy month for Edmonton. And in the meantime, I mean, the bid committee has to, you know, put together their proposal in terms of, you know, what sports would be part of the key program, and you know, what facilities would be used, and also profiling Edmonton, you know, and its ability to be an outstanding host city. And I mean, I would suggest to you that we're going to be able to draw on the experience that Edmonton has had, you know, hosting a wide variety of events over a wide variety of different types of sports, you know, whether we're talking triathlon or the Tour of Alberta cycling race, or, you know, track and field events, or Briars and Grey Cups, and you name it. Edmonton has always been a very, very solid hosting community for events, and I think that particular part of the bid will stand us in very good stead.
Richard, I really appreciate the rundown. Big news. I know we've been watching Crashed Ice the last year, as we've talked about on our show. I know they had the tryouts in Leduc. I think it was about a month ago. They had a lot of guys out there. And I'm guessing there'll be some sort of a tryout leading up to it. I've had a lot of guys texting me saying there was about 220 competitors in Montreal. So there's obviously going to be a lot of them. And I know there's a lot of media people who want to try their luck at it. I think they might be foolish, considering how many people get injured on it, but it might be fun.
Well, you know, a media race would probably draw a big crowd, I would suggest. You know, you might want to just see how the hockey equipment is holding up in the basement and strap on the blades and give it a go yourself.
Well, I have no doubt I could go down the hill. Whether or not I could do it standing up would be the big question.
Well, they could have a fleet of ambulances waiting at the bottom of the engines.
That's very true. It would be it would be entertaining. I'm not sure it would be very athletic, but it would be entertaining.
Yeah, well, it's all about entertainment, right?
That's very true. Richard, I really appreciate your time. Continued success and good work.
Jason, thanks so much. You take care.